Well, hey there. Welcome back. Wow. Happy, happy, merry, merry. It's almost Christmas. You know, every year this time we are firmly believe that Santa's going to find our house. But I wonder what would happen if he didn't. Let's go see. Sometimes even Santa can be a wise guy. Thinks he knows everything. This week's episode, yes, there is. Every year around Christmas time, the North Pole gets stupid crazy. Even Santa's reindeer stables are abuzz with frenetic activity. Santa's veterinarian, Ralph, Ralph the Elf, DVM, works overtime getting Donner, Blitzer, Prancer, and all the rest of the flight crew in top condition. He cuts out Mrs. Claus's desserts from their high-protein diet of corn and oats, and then aerobics twice a day. Early morning 10K runs. Well, by early December, the team is almost ready for their big night. Even Rudolph, prima donna Rudolph. Well, you know, until Christmas Eve was getting close, and Dr. Ralph was pushing them harder than usual. Rudolph was dorking around during their morning run and wasn't looking where the heck he was going. The narcissistic Rudolph, smiling cross-eyed at his shiny red nose, didn't see it. Poor Rudolph. He just slipped right there on a patch of frozen tundra and did a face plant. By the time Dr. Ralph got him back to the warm stable, Rudolph had frostbite. And sure enough, his nose froze up. His red nose so bright, it went dark. 2 days later, with his nose so bright, still out of commission, Dr. Ralph worked up the courage to go see the boss. Santa, I hate to tell you this, but Rudolph's crazier. He's crazier than a bed bug. Since that nasty fall, his navigational skills are toast. Mrs. Claus was fretting as she helped her husband get ready on Christmas Eve. You sure you know what you're doing, dear? I mean, Rudolph's always had your back. He's the only one who knows how to guide your sleigh and get you where you need to be. Now, dear, don't you worry your pretty little head. Santa gave her a squeeze. It's not like Rudolph's the only one who can guide my sleigh tonight. Heck, I can do it too. Well, Mrs. Claus knew better than to argue. You see, her husband was blessed with more than just a big fat belly. He also had a big fat ego to match. Well, maybe this was going to work out after all. Santa managed to somehow bungle his way through Christmas Eve so far without missing too many homes. He started in Japan and chased the midnight moon around the world, Asia, Africa, Europe, and finally North America. After one last stop in Hawaii, Santa cracked his whip. Let's go home, boys. We're done. Santa landed back at the North Pole, plumb tuckered out and ready for bed. To say he was a bit testy would be putting it mildly. All the elves, including Dr. Ralph and Mrs. Claus, were mulling around the stables, anxious to hear how everything went. Ho, 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 nothing to it at all. Santa's bravado was apparent as he tumbled from his nearly empty sleigh. I told you I could do Christmas Eve, even without Rudolph. You catch that? Nearly empty sleigh? Santa, excuse me. From way in the back, one of the elves spoke up. What about those? He was pointing at a pile of presents still in the back of the sleigh.
Well, what about them? Santa snapped back.
Well, Santa, I wrote the names on those myself. Looks like you missed the entire state of Virginia. All the presents for Maryland and North Carolina are gone. How the heck you miss Virginia?
Well, I'll tell you how I... Wait, what's your name again?
Francis.
It's because there is no Virginia. When I looked down, it was just dark. No lights, no nothing. By now, Santa was getting upset at this little pissant elf. So, Frank.
It's Francis.
Francis, Frank, whatever. You're the one made the mistake. I'm telling you, there is no Virginia.
Well, Francis was getting upset too. He whipped out his map, showing the location of all the good little children in the world.
Here, look, right here. You see that? What do you call that?
Santa looked on in disbelief as Francis grinned from ear to pointy ear.
Yes, Santa, there is a Virginia.